So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-432-6. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Good addition, and not just physically, but also his presence. He's been around the league for quite some time, and he's got great experience, yet at the same time, great energy. For a player, to your point, Joe, of not being here all that long, he has a certain level of leadership that he brings to the table because of his presence and the way he approaches every day at practice and every day in our building here. So he's been a good addition.
As Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott pumping the tires up of Brandon Cooks. We'll see if he's able to stretch the field in Jacksonville come Sunday as the Bills and the Jags face off Super Wild Card Weekend. As we try to connect with DA, Damon Amendolara, host of the Bill Maddock podcast, we'll get his thoughts on this matchup. Happy hour still on the way as well, and we'll have time for your calls shortly at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
I wonder how much, what percentage you think is going to be Buffalo tomorrow. 2017 was different, because that was breaking the drought, and my gosh, a playoff game. And what was the at the time, 30-40% was Buffalo?
I don't know if it's going to be that high, to be honest. I think that the Jags and Jags fans know that this is different. This is them as the three seed. And I think they're going to be more reluctant to get rid of their tickets on the secondary market, especially to a Bills fan. But I could be wrong on that. But if it was 30% back in that debacle with Tyrod back then, I would say
20,
15 to 20.
Yeah.
They'll show up because they always do. As we welcome in DA, Damon Amendolara, the Bill Maddock podcast. Hope you had a great holiday season, bud. We are ready for playoff football. And I think everybody's looking at this saying, well, this is the worst possible matchup for the Buffalo Bills. And I guess I've been countering that all week with DA. I've been saying, you know, every matchup this postseason is going to feel like this because, as we've been saying all season long, the AFC is wide open. Who's good?
Yeah, I think the one draw that would have felt beneficial is if they got to the 5 seed and played the 4, which would have ended up being Pittsburgh, because they had gone there already and won pretty convincingly in the second half. Steelers struggled to move the football. Now, granted, it was without DK Metcalf the last couple of weeks, but I think that would have felt like, okay, not a breather, but easiest path start to the wild card win. All right, you know, that's you would figure the Bills to win that game. This one is really a toss-up. The line suggests it. The fact that the Jaguars have played so well down the stretch suggests it. The fact that the Jaguars have a really impressive road victory in Denver a couple of weeks ago, the fact that the offense and the defense complement one another, the fact that Trevor Lawrence has really had a phenomenal last 2 months of the season. And all of that is, I think, the reality that for the Bills, they're going to have to play three really good playoff teams. They don't get two if they get to a Super Bowl like a breather in the wild card round. They got to play three of them. So that begins this weekend. But ultimately, big picture, if you're going to get to a Super Bowl, it takes beating good football teams. And you can't expect, if you're a wild card, to not have to do that.
DA, it's like we have these recurring themes with what didn't happen with Buffalo this year. And these are my fears here, and tell me if I'm, if I should just kind of let this go here. But I look at Jacksonville's passing attack, and I look at Jacoby Myers. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh wait, there's no Maxwell Harrison. Dane Jackson is going to be corner three in this game. Wouldn't it be nice to have Darius Slay? Oh, that's right, we didn't vet that out. Or maybe on the other end here, like there are a lot of things you could certainly worry about on this Buffalo team when it comes to Jacksonville. Your thoughts on what this means in terms of the pressure involved, not just for Sean McDermott, but also for Brandon Bean.
Well, it's interesting. I did a long-form playoff preview for my Bill Maddock podcast yesterday with Tyler Dunn, who covered the Bills for years and now runs an independent football website, Go Long, and he wrote for Bleacher Report. He's a tremendous NFL insider. And we were discussing where the pressure is, because I think there's this convenient narrative online and maybe among some national media people that there's so much pressure on Josh Allen because Mahomes isn't there, Lamar isn't there, then Burrow isn't there, that he's got to take advantage of it. And both Tyler and I seem to agree that the pressure's actually not on Josh, because Josh always seems to perform well, even in losses in the playoffs. The pressure's really on McDermott and the defense. And the defense, it comes down to Brandon Bean. I think that's where there has been a rubber hits the road reality this year, is that Bean did try in the offseason to, you know, reboot, recalibrate the defense, bringing in Bosa, drafting Hairston, other draft picks as well. And because of injury, because of lack of effectiveness, because of whatever, there's been a lot of lulls on that defense over the course of the season. So I think Bean's roster construction is under the heat lamp. But something that Tyler and I also talked about, and this episode's available right now on YouTube, if you just search my name, and that is it guaranteed that McDermott comes back no matter what happens on Sunday? And he does not think so. He does not think that this is a certainty no matter what happens. And so I think there is monster pressure on Bean, monster pressure on McDermott. And, a bad loss, an ugly loss, a poor exit, perhaps does shake up how things are run over at One Bills Drive.
Interesting. We talked to Ty yesterday as well, DA, and we had a similar conversation. And I guess if things go poorly and we're playing the blame assessment game on Monday afternoon, how much of that blame is going on Brandon Bean? Are they still a package deal? Does the Harbaugh firing in Baltimore put a little bit extra added heat on a guy like Sean McDermott? I mean, do these guys, are they a package deal? And it seems in recent weeks that there's been some subtle jabs taken by McDermott in the media towards how this roster has been constructed towards Bean. I mean, for me, Brandon Bean is the guy that would get the majority of the blame if we're playing that game on Monday and it goes poorly this weekend.
Yeah, I think it kind of depends on how it goes, because if there is a 13-second situation, and of course this is so Bills that we're talking about worst-case scenarios here, what happens if they lose, you know. But if it's a coaching blunder, if it's something that's kind of like very alarming from a schematic standpoint, if they fall behind 21-0 and can't catch up, then I think, you know, you start looking at the coach and why those things always seem to happen. But I do agree. First of all, I don't think they're a package deal, because I think we've seen a divide between them with some of those points that McDermott has made publicly, both after the trade deadline and then, you know, this week. I don't think they're a package deal. And I also think that Bean deserves plenty of his blame here, because they have tried a couple of different ways to compliment Josh, and they've tried a couple of different solutions at wide receiver, and they've drafted a couple of different solutions at on defense. But at the moment, you know, this is still a wild card team and a six seed. So we'll see how this unfolds. Let's try to be glass half full here.
Yeah.
And they come out with a 31-17 victory, and everything is okay. But I think there's got to be, even if there isn't massive change, there's got to be a reflection if they don't pull it out on Sunday, of what happened this year, because expectations were Super Bowl and the path opened up in front of you to do so.
DA, our guest, the Bill Maddock podcast, which kind of ties in the Super Bowl era and everything with the closing of Highmark Stadium to where we are now. And DA, if I can kind of draw like a comparison, that last Super Bowl team, they were actually leading at halftime in the Georgia Dome against the Cowboys. And then Thurman Thomas fumbles one mistake and everything kind of fell apart there and ends up being a big loss for Buffalo. Mental toughness for this Bills team here, because there's going to be times of adversity here. I think Josh is okay in that department, but how about the rest of the team when it comes to what is required here in the postseason?
So this is, I think, the most fascinating part of the 2025 Buffalo Bills, because at times they can trail by 21 points in Foxborough and not blink. They can go toe for toe with the Bengals in the fourth quarter, with the Buccaneers in the second half. They have the Chiefs at home and they knock them around. There are moments this year that undoubtedly the Buffalo Bills stared adversity in the face and said, we got this. And that's really impressive. And then there are moments that they did blink and it hasn't been a through line. That, you know, when they were getting knocked around by the Houston Texans, it was a little deer in headlights. When they lost to the Falcons, that is kind of an alarming, whoa, what's going on here? Why aren't we winning this game? When they lost to the Patriots earlier in the season, there, I think there was a bit of a stunning, what just happened. And so how they perform on Sunday and hopefully beyond is really the indicator of whether this team was tough enough mentally or kind of showed us who they were throughout the season. I'd like to think that they are tough enough mentally, and I want to give them the benefit of the doubt because of the injuries. They just have not had a full complement of their A-list guys for the entire season. It's going to happen again on Sunday. I mean, you mentioned Malik Hairston. Terrell Bernard is on this injury report. Damar Hamlin's on the injury report. Of course, he's limited in his effectiveness, but still, we're into January, and it just never came around for them. So they've been able to survive enough. I mean, the three of us have talked about this each and every week, and if you would have just thought about the narratives of our conversations, you would think the season kind of has stunk. They got 12 wins,
yeah,
right? So you turn around, you blink, they got 12 wins this season. So you have to give them credit, but really nothing has mattered until today. Nothing matters this season until Sunday.
It's so funny. I really think we are spoiled, right? Like, we lived through this drought era of just bad Buffalo Bills football, made people so frustrated and angry and just complacent on the team. And now you know, we have a 12-win team and we're talking about how we can't wait for the coach to lose his job or a top five offense. When's the OC gonna leave so we can actually get the most out of our quarterback? It's crazy to me. We'll see strength on strength, and I think Joe Brady is probably doing exactly what Sean McDermott wants by running the football as much as the Bills have this season. They have the best rushing attack in the NFL going into the postseason. Jacksonville has the best rushing defense. What gives? And when you talk about the health of this team, one thing we know going into this game, at least from an injury report standpoint, Bills offensive line is healthy.
I think this has been the program, this has been the long-term plan strategy since day one. It was, we don't want to get into January, which is the only thing that matters around here, and need Josh to put up four touchdowns. We have to have a different way to beat teams. And so the fact that James Cook became what he did last season, I think they came into this year going, we just have to mandate that run of the football is more important than anything else. And there were times this year where I think you could see them really kind of in the lab saying, even if this isn't the best thing right now for us this week, we have to establish this for long-term success. I think that's been that has been a through line the entire year. So the hope here is that the Bills, healthy offensive line, as you say, hopefully a healthy Josh and James Cook, are able to control some clock, get some points on the ground, move the chains, and knock it into a shootout. Because we know that, you know, the back and forth when you have to play in the 30s or whatnot is not going to help anybody out. So I think that's been a big part of where the Bills want to be. And I also think that's predicated on not falling behind early. And this has been a bugaboo the entire season. But it can't be 17-3 at the half. It can't be 21-10. You have to be able to be within a score when it becomes winning time at the end so that you can use James Cook. And, you know, they've been flirting with that disaster for a while where, you know, how late does it get before you start turning on the Jets? They've made great adjustments at halftime, but you just don't want to have to play that game, especially in the playoffs against. This is a really good team. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts. They are not a traditional power, so people might not realize it. The Jaguars, you can make the argument, are the best team right now in the AFC. I don't think it's crazy to think that at this moment, considering they beat the one seed in their building pretty badly.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DA, if it comes down to a kick at the end, all right, Jacksonville has one of, if not the best in terms of a leg right now in the league. What do you do at Buffalo just to fill everybody in? Matt Prater, questionable, practiced yesterday, didn't practice today, which is not unusual, but still a lot of smoke around there. They can't go with Prater, can they, after that? Or do you do the unthinkable and you actually have two kickers active on the 53-man roster?
You probably don't have two kickers active, but I think it depends on what Prater tells you. Okay, here's my range with this injury. If his range is 45 yards, then I don't think you're going to risk that. If he still feels like he can get it done from 50, you know, I think maybe you're able to risk it a little bit. But I'm glad you brought up the storyline. Again, kickers and their injuries and their statuses are not usually a headline when it comes to playoff games and significant injury report news. This one is. It really is because, as you said, the Jaguars have a weapon. I mean, they drilled a 67-yarder to end the half last week. You never want to have to worry about this coming down to a final kick and the guy on the other side of the field can drill a 67-yarder. So it's a significant part of this equation, and that's why I think, you know, it's going to have to be hard because it's the Bills. It just always has to be hard because it's the Bills. But this does tend to have a lot of agita involved in a wild card round. There is no breather for the Bills in this postseason.
DA, before we talk about the rest of the postseason here with you, I wanted to get your take on what we all were a part of last week in Orchard Park, the final home game for the Buffalo Bills at Highmark Stadium. We know that Bill Maddock has been kind of centered around it being the final season there in Orchard Park before they move across the street to New Highmark Stadium. What was your observation from last Sunday?
I wish I could have been there. We were out of town for the holidays, and so we got back right after the new year, and it was going to be just too tough of a turnaround within a day to get up there. But I really wish I could have been there because I just thought it was storybook. And I mean, you know, I don't congratulate or thank Roger Goodell often, but scheduling the Jets to close down Highmark Stadium was just perfect. You know, thank you to the NFL for allowing homecoming to happen in the, because you wouldn't want a tight game there. You wouldn't want it to come down to the wire. You just want that to be a blowout like homecoming in the first half, and the Jets could provide that. So that was very nice. But you know, from the ceremony and the video board and the Goo Goo Dolls and the montages and how CBS handled it and how the pregame was and ESPN's montage, I just thought it was honoring more than the stadium. It was honoring the community and the fan base. And that's what I've felt most strongly about the last couple of years, is I've really kind of connected to the Bills fan base from New York City. I got friends that live in Buffalo, and so I've gone up for games the last 4 years and then started this Bill Maddock podcast. But you know, part of it was that Highmark was closing, but part of it is I just think this fan base is unique. And really what we all strive and appreciate for in professional sports is that a team brings a community together as one, and they become a family. And Highmark was kind of the excuse because people have been going there for generations, but it doesn't end because the stadium's going. It just kind of moves across the parking lot. But it gave an excuse to honor the fact that this city and this region and this community come together on Sundays and have forever. And this was their church. This was their community ball field. This was, you know, the rec center. That just happened to be where they always come. And I thought it was really cool that it was almost a salute more to the soul of the fan base than it was the success of the stadium. Of course, there's the Super Bowl teams of the 90s, and of course, there's the snow, you know, the blizzard games and the Josh moments and all that. But really, it was less to me about the building, because the building is there, but it's not like it's, you know, Lambeau or this cherished piece of territory. It's not Fenway. It's not Wrigley. It just happens to be the place that the community came together for so many years. So I thought it was an honoring of that, and that was awesome. And I thought, at least from afar, I really wish I could have been there, because everybody that I talked to that was there said it was the greatest game they've ever been to. And that says something when it was a blowout in the second quarter. The game is over in the second quarter is the best game you've ever been to. That says a lot.
Yeah, you're spot on, because that stadium, DA, we can just say it is a dump. It was time. Like, there's no but you're celebrating all the relationships and all the memories, and there's a lot to kind of look forward to. Damon Amendolara, the Billmatic podcast, is our guest. DA, before we get your thoughts on what we're going to see in the other games here this weekend, the Harbaugh firing, did the Ravens get this right? What would be the best fit or opportunity here for Harbaugh moving forward?
You know, we discussed a lot of this on my SiriusXM show today. Is the Dolphins' job now the better job, the best job for Harbaugh? I don't know. I can't say that, because the Dolphins have been a pretty dysfunctional organization for a while, but do they have more going for them than the Giants? It kind of feels like it's a push. I think the Ravens made a mistake here. And I know that there's been a lot of people saying that he's become ineffective. There's been a lot of late game problems. Him and Lamar clearly didn't see eye to eye in a lot of things. And for all of those reasons, and Ian Rappaport also reported that there was a loss of some of the guys in the locker room, I guess logically I can understand it. But what are the odds you are going to hire another John Harbaugh? Yes, John Harbaugh has to come from somewhere, an unnamed assistant, anonymous assistant coach, and he kind of hit it out of the park, and he wins a Super Bowl in his first 5 years and goes to three AFC championship games in that span. But, like, what are the odds you fire that guy and find another guy that goes 18 years, four AFC championship games, a Super Bowl? And, by the way, he was the one seed 2 years ago. It wasn't like there's been this slow erosion of the Ravens. 2 years ago, they won 13 games, and a year and a half ago, they won 12. It just happened that this year they missed the playoffs, and I just think it's a little reactionary. Now, again, I don't know the inner workings of that locker room, but I feel like it's a mistake to let a guy like that walk out the door. And if he goes to Miami and they start winning 12 and 13 games, it's going to be a real problem, because come on, Baltimore, why'd you do this? It's kind of like Tennessee. Why'd you have to leave Mike Vrabel out on the street here? We really didn't need more competition inside the AFC East. So I think the Giants are a better job, but I also don't love the idea that you are inherited by a GM that's also a lame duck in Joe Shane. So I'm not sure there's a clear-cut favorite for Harbaugh might go. Maybe it's the Falcons, because it's a winnable division. But I know this, he's by far the best head coach that's been available on the market in a long time. In terms of free agent head coaches, that's the best guy that's been available in a long time.
DA, this weekend is going to be fantastic. Actually, starting tonight with the second college football semifinal, I want to get your take on that too, but also Super Wild Card Weekend and all the other games that we've got going on. What's your sense on tonight's action between Oregon and Indiana? And then, you know, let's get your thoughts on the Wild Card Weekend, all the other games that we haven't talked about yet.
I was hesitant to embrace Indiana as a true power until I saw what they did to Alabama. Yeah. And I know that this is not Nick Saban Alabama team, but everything that Indiana did and looked like, if you just swap the uniforms, you'd say, yep, that's Alabama football. They demolished the Tide in the trenches. They created big plays. They smashed them at the line of scrimmage. They held them down to almost no offensive production. And when they were beating them, they started beating them worse. Like the third quarter and fourth quarter was a tap out by Alabama. And I thought, oh my gosh, Indiana's become the bully. And I don't see that changing tonight. I think Indiana's better than Oregon, and I think they're much better than Miami, and I think this is a coronation of Indiana Hoosiers football, and it would feel much more logical to everybody if they just wore different uniforms. But because they're Indiana, it feels so awkward that it must be some type of Cinderella, but they're just much better than everybody else. They're better coached. They have the Heisman at quarterback. They create big plays. They're great at the line of scrimmage. They're punishing. They're physical. They're just better than everybody. So I think this is inevitably a Hoosiers championship, which just sounds so bizarre to say. For wild card weekend, you know, this is what makes this postseason really fun, is that you can give, I don't know, maybe six or seven different permutations of a Super Bowl matchup. And A, it would sound crazy, but B, it would sound practical. Like if you say Seahawks Jaguars, you're like, ah, no way. And then you think about it and go, yeah, no, yeah, I could see that. You know, it's like, you know, Broncos Bears. You're like, oh, come on. And then you think about it and go, well, you know, and if this happens, that happens. Caleb, yeah, I could see that. You know, Bills Rams. You know, there's just a million different iterations and permutations that can happen here that aren't insane. And I think that makes it really thrilling. And I always kind of go back to the NFL can't lose. It's like, even though there's new blood here, there's enough old blood. Even though there's small markets, there's also big markets. Even though there's newbies, there are also old brands. The NFL just simply can't lose. And so it makes this fascinating thing. The only thing I don't like is the Monday night playoff game. I just think if you're gonna have six games, have them three Saturday, three Sunday. I don't like waiting around until Monday night. Other than that, the NFL playoffs just continues to dominate, and the games can be on Prime, they can be on Netflix, they could be on Peacock, they could be on a streaming service. It doesn't matter. They're going to get, you know, 25 million people, and you know it's going to be awesome. So it's like, buckle up, let's just do this. Sometimes you got to hold your nose with the NFL, but let's do this.
DA, SiriusXM, and the Bill Maddock podcast, which, yes, you can go check out the preview coming up right now. But, DA, after the Jags game, what time will you be going on?
I think right after the game, I'm going to be going down to a Bills Backers bar in New York City in Brooklyn. There's a place called Red's Tavern. It's an awesome Bills bar. It's owned by a woman named Megan who is from Western New York. She's a hardcore Bills fan. So I connected with her, and she said, come on down, and if you want to do the post-game show from here, let's do it. So I'm very excited to be amongst a bunch of Bills fans. Hopefully it's a win, and we'll do the show live from there and get live reaction right after the game. So it should be good down there. I'm excited, and figure if the game kicks off at 1, right after the game, within 10 minutes or so, we'll be live on social media, specifically YouTube, easiest way to find me, but also on Instagram Live or on X as well. We'll be streaming on all those platforms.
Appreciate the time as always, brother DA. Have a great weekend. Let's try and talk again next week.
Yeah, let's hope so. Go Bills. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Damon Mandalera, host of the Bill Maddock podcast here on SiriusXM. And, of course, an alumni of the Fan Rochester as well, the great DA, stopping by the sports. But he's been great all season long, too, man. This journey has been awesome. It's been a roller coaster ride. But being able to talk to DA, yeah, DA is kind of like your therapist, too, right? Like, we immediately, he's like, he acknowledges it. Like, isn't it so Bills of us to be thinking about the worst-case scenario? Let's attack this glass half full.
Yeah, like, this is where we are because we've been hurt here since, the 2019 season, the loss in Houston, that's been one bad playoff loss after another here for this Bills team. He brings up a good point, though, when you're saying, all right, what could the Bills mentally tough? The answer is, yeah. Like, did you see them against Pittsburgh? Did you see what they did to the Chiefs? Did you see their comeback where they, you know, gave the Patriots this big runway and they storm right back on the road? Like, Chiefs are not a playoff team, but the other two teams are. Like the Bills can do this, and then there's other instances where, like, you could win the game here and be the 5 seed, but you can't make the 2-point conversion against Philadelphia. So if it comes down to one play, what happens here? Danger, it's going to be nerve-wracking Sunday. That's the only thing I can tell you 100% for sure.
You're waiting in line for the roller coaster that you haven't been on before, but you know it's going to send you upside down and forwards and backwards, and you've got the butterflies in your stomach, and you just can't wait to get on that ride. I'm excited. It's going to be great.
I will be in Webster at the Tap Room at Bill Gray's with our sister station. Hope Breen will be anchoring that for WBEE, so that should be a lot of fun if you haven't been out to that place. It's massive.
Go say hey to Gino on Sunday if you're going to go check out the game outside of the comforts of your own home, or if you're not going to Jacksonville. I don't know, man. I think 15 to 20% is high. I just don't know if I see Jags fans being that easy.
Well, they're high on this team.
Yeah.
They're excited about this team. I don't know if this fits into the category of hostile environment for Buffalo. I mean, do they have that reputation down there?
The nickname of the stadium is The Bank.
Yeah.
There's nothing hostile about The Bank. Well, I mean, unless you're talking about the real bank, then it gets a little, give me my money. But this, I don't know if I consider it a hostile environment, and we'll see. We'll see how Bill's Mafia shows up. We know they will, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and you can join Gino at Bill Gray's and Webster if you're out and about, wanting to look for a place to watch the game come Sunday afternoon. Happy hour on the way next. We have time for your calls, your predictions. If you want to give us your predictions for Sunday, we'd love to hear them at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.